Hi guys, welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm Brody Brown, I'm here with Sarah Heron.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
Hello.
And Gwen Flatford.
Hey guys.
We are here to serve it up to you hot, the hottest news of this week from the magazine, from the website. Guys, did you all watch the Super Bowl?
Unfortunately.
You did?
Yeah, Travis. I'm Sporty Spice.
Oh.
It was on in the background.
Interesting.
Gwen, did you?
I watched the second half. Well, I actually watched. Here's what happened. I watched the halftime show because I had to.
No, I didn't. I did supremely
disappointed, by the way, in all of Adam Levine's tattoos and other things. But then I watched the second half because if you didn't know this about me already, Brody, mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the winner.
Oh,
I'm a fan of the winner. No need to watch the whole show. Let's like see what's happening as we get closer. Yeah,
I like how you just called it a show.
Gwen's not here for losers.
I like to look at when I watch the show. Uh-huh. I like to see the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to see. It's like if the club is wearing a nice color costume.
Oh, the
team. I will root for that.
Travis, did you watch the halftime show?
I mean, I was like it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrendous. And like the Thug Life tattoo that was California was so bad.
And is it, he has bro on his nipples.
Yeah,
and
the bro on his nipples is so tragic. It's so tacky.
It's so bad.
Does he have bro on both nipples?
No, it's just actually not really bro. I don't know what it's supposed to spell. I don't think it's supposed
to say
bro. I think
it is supposed to say bro.
You know,
I think it's like a funny little quirk
he
has.
He's so bad.
He's so annoying.
He is so annoying.
It was like a Walgreens soundtrack.
Into Bahati's Instagram posts of the cute little baby girls watching him.
Yeah, that was cute.
And Bahati had like not a stitch of makeup on.
I mean, isn't she like 12 years old? Like she should look incredible. She's a supermodel and she's like 12 years old. So she should look flawless.
All right. Okay, you're right. But Giselle really brought it. Like I will say that maybe, you know, even more than the teams, I really liked Giselle's hair. I thought that Giselle's hair was the true winner of the Super Bowl.
See, I don't think I'll ever watch the Super Bowl again.
Wow.
And even if the whole call-in situation is resolved, but also it's Janet Jackson Appreciation Day for me, and they did her so dirty. Until she comes back on that stage for a halftime show, I'm not watching.
That was trending on Twitter. That should make
you
happy.
It sure was, because she's a queen.
Do you think they'll do it next year? I feel like with all the pressure, they'll bring her back.
No, because it's the NFL.
They won't, yeah.
And they are racist. So, moving on.
I bet that the Beyonce halftime show was the most watched ever.
It was incredible, but then remember people were like crying and so upset because they thought she was doing something. She was doing a Black Panther movement. People were like, that's so dangerous.
All I remember is that the stage, like the whole set, was Beyonce's hair.
As it should be.
Absolutely.
And then there was like a blackout. Like she broke the Super Bowl.
I remember that.
The power went out.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Beautiful. I mean, more iconic than Katy Perry's shark.
Oh, the shark was pretty good, though.
Oh, I went to that Super Bowl. I was there in the stands, yes. That shark was lame.
Yeah,
May I remind you that Katy Perry's shark year was another Tom Brady win.
Boo.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Lame.
Well,
justice for Bridget Monaghan.
Poor Bridget, but you know.
She's winning.
Is she?
She's still winning. She's winning.
I'm always rooting for her. That's all I know.
She's on Blue Bloods, isn't she?
Yeah. Is she still on it?
So if she's not with Tom Brady, that's great. I'm sure.
Yeah, she's married.
It's not Peaches. She's fine. Okay. She's winning.
Okay.
I think it's sad for anyone who has to live their relationship out in the public eye.
Right.
Which is a great segue to our first story today.
Well, this person, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who her relationship, of course, people are fascinated who she's dating. She is now engaged. Her rep confirmed to Us Weekly that she is engaged to Cook Maroney.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, he is a who to many people. Who is Cook Maroney? He is a man from the
art world.
Well,
he's an art world them.
Yes. Okay, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Cook.
He's from the Gladstone Gallery, which sort of does like more like modern pop art. They do a whole bunch of things, but it's sort of like with a campy edge to it.
Okay.
I was like talking to art people. It's sort of like campy, and he was like a big proponent for like online art sales and like selling to a younger generation. His biggest client was Lena Dunham's dad. Who was like a huge art collector. That was like one of his huge clients was him. And he's sort of like kitschy.
Sorry, that made me think I miss Lena Dunham.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
No, moving on.
But it's kind of surprising. They've been together for under a year.
Yeah.
He's 33. She's 28. So young love. But they were out at a restaurant this week, and Page Six was sort of reporting on it first. They couldn't tell if it was an engagement party. Jennifer had apparently flipped her ring around. She knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But they are engaged. And listen, she's been with serious people before.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Chris Martin.
I know. Oh, never forget.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
No. After Gwyneth, then he was dating Jennifer Lawrence. I'm like, wow, that's a great... I mean, now he's obviously with Dakota
Shades.
Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Dakota Johnson, that's her name.
He's with 50 Shades.
But no, it's an interesting pairing. We've heard such great things about them from sources, you know, that he's brought her to friends' weddings, that they really have a great connection. They live together.
What has she been doing from an entertainment standpoint? Like, where's she at? I think she might be having a very early midlife crisis.
No.
When did Red Sparrow come out? Was that last year?
It was ridiculous.
It was last year.
Did you see it?
No.
Yeah. I did, on a plane.
Oh.
And this is the only place where one should see it.
Oh, no.
I am here to advise you that if you're on a plane and the movie, like, you don't have the option of choices, it's the only movie that's being played, read a book.
Oh. Or listen to this podcast.
Hey, listen, she has Hunger Games. And that's
yes.
a beautiful thing.
No, I'm obsessed with her in The Hunger Games.
Tons
I'm
of great
obsessed
movies.
With her in what was the football movie with the Eagles
Silver
and Bradley
Linings
Cooper?
Playbook.
Obsessed.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah, and there was that one
American
where she
Hustle.
Played, is that where she played like someone's
the
mom?
70s.
She
yeah.
played
yeah.
like older than Amy
and she,
Adams.
Like, she said she channeled her like Jersey housewife.
Yeah.
No, I do have to say that.
Maybe she's focusing on love.
Silver Linings Playbook.
It's a good movie.
My favorite.
It's amazing.
And also, you know, she beat Katniss Everdeen for life.
Yeah, true.
And I'm happier she's getting married to this Cook Maroney than Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, same.
You know, they work together. They work together. Just like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
This is like a cuter match.
And like sources have told us he's super charismatic and like the life of the party. And I feel like that's good for her too.
Well, I like that she's just being with a normal person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everyone thinks
she seems real normal.
Yes,
very
and I think
cool.
that's why so many fans are like, I could be her best friend. I mean, you could not be her best friend. But
why
everyone
not?
Feels that way about Amy
Schumer. Well, apparently.
You could be her best friend.
Allegedly, her best friend is the one who set them up. That Laura chick.
Oh, that Laura chick.
Page Six said that. And Page Six reported that they were dating first. So they're like, they have someone on the inside here.
Page Six also that morning was like, is she engaged? We don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then they said yes.
Yeah.
Congrats to you. Kudos, Page Six.
Listen.
Good job, J-Law.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I am too.
And he's like a social, this kid. He went to Middlebury. He went to like boarding school for high school.
He's cool. He's
went
sexy.
To NYU. I'm sure he comes from the money.
He's not like a leech. You know what I mean?
So yeah. He's got his own thing going on.
And
it's kind of like a Will Koppelman, Drew Barrymore pairing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I really like this for her because she is somebody who, you know, she's got a lot of personality and she seems very down to earth. J-Law, again, I think we'd be BFF.
Yes.
And so I like seeing her with somebody who's not going to, like, suck her soul out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I wish that people such as, like, Jennifer Aniston and, you know, like, date a real human. Like, take
that'd
a page
nice.
From Jennifer Garner's book. And,
yes.
You know?
Date
like,
a burger man.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, food is always good.
But her
burger
relationship.
Burger kingpin.
Yes. Jennifer Lawrence's relationship with Cook is a good contrast to the next relationship we're going to talk about. Of course, our cover story this week is about Hayden Panettiere and her
daughter. I feel so sad for her.
It's actually very sad because as we explore in our story, we recently spoke to Hayden Panettiere about her daughter. And, you know, we were really digging into why is she not seen with her daughter. And our sources have told us her daughter lives in Ukraine with Hayden's ex. She broke up almost a year ago from Vlad, the Ukrainian boxer. He's a professional fighter.
Mm-hmm. He's
retired now.
Yeah. Oh, you're asking the wrong sporty.
Stop looking at Brown.
All right, you guys.
She's looking around.
Today, Brody is wearing gold pants and Travis is wearing a silver fur coat.
Yeah.
They don't know about sports.
Particularly Ukrainian sports, unless it's online on a certain website.
I think it's MMA, mixed martial arts.
Sounds about right. I am Ukrainian.
I think he was an MMA fighter.
Please channel your inner Ukrainian.
He was a kickboxer, and then he was mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
He was like a kickboxer
highly, highly unusual, you guys, for the father to get like sole custody of a child. And I'm really worried about Hayden.
Sure. And we've heard that a lot of people are. Travis, what are we hearing from sources?
Well, and also a father who is going back to a country who was like in civil war 5 years ago. Like Ukraine had like a civil war.
Yeah,
six
but he's
years
like
ago.
A big giant celebrity in Ukraine. So
oh
I'm sure
God.
He lives like,
yes,
he
I'm
lives
sure.
really well.
He's not in the hood.
And the,
he's like friends of the
daughter
president of Ukraine.
Is probably. You know, has a lot of great opportunity, but it just makes me like, is Hayden Juliet from Nashville? Is she a hot mess?
I was gonna say.
Well, Travis, what have we been hearing? Because we've been hearing about this story for a while.
A long time we've been hearing about this story, and it's all really sad.
Yeah.
We hear that, you know, she boozes a little bit too much, that she's partying, that new man in her life, they sort of are party bros and friends like that, and that she's, you know, hurt her career a little bit because of her drinking, like, a stall in that, and just, you know, all-around hot messery.
Yeah, and, of course, last October there was an incident at Brian, her boyfriend, at his dad's house, and there was a fight between Brian and the dad, and per the police, the dad and Hayden were both very drunk, and they didn't remember who called the police. We've seen Hayden a number of times barefoot. The source told us that she has a torn meniscus and her heels were too high. But also, you know, we saw her at this event last week and she seemed sort of out of it. And she was speaking very slowly.
Right.
It's very sad. She also told us that she sees her daughter. She goes to see her. They go on long vacations. But we know, of course, she's given up primary custody and she doesn't get to spend that much time with her.
She was public after she had the baby about a bout with postpartum depression, wasn't she?
Like twice, I think. Yeah. She left Nashville to go to rehab for the postpartum. Mm-hmm.
So sad.
It is very sad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people get famous very young, and it's a very tricky road unless you have the right people around you.
Can I tell you my Hayden Panettiere story?
Oh, please do. Maybe.
Okay, so many moons ago, my first job, you guys, I was the assistant beauty and fashion editor at Ladies Home Journal magazine. One of my responsibilities was to book the models in the photo shoots. Every Christmas, Ladies Home Journal would do a Christmas cover. It was like a big deal. And I booked three children that we dressed as angels for the cover.
Wow.
It was a girl and two boy children. The girl and one of the boys was Hayden and her brother as children, little ones.
And when she was little, she had that amazing hair.
Remember the Titans.
That's exactly
right. She was iconic in Remember the Titans.
She was on Ally McBeal, too.
Basically, from
We go way back.
You could have saved Hayden. Basically, is what you're saying.
So you started this? Yeah. You booked her in her first real job?
It's just sad.
I mean, she was a Wee Willie model.
She was on Heroes.
She was amazing. Bring It On 3 was a classic straight-to-DVD movie.
Into Wynette with Solange. Yeah.
But listen, it's not like she's in jail. It's not like she is
She'll be okay.
She can rebound, but I think you need to have the right people around you. And what we've heard from sources, there aren't always the right people around her.
She had a rough mom. She had a very rough stage mom who did not treat her so well, and now Hayden's not speaking to her mom for many, many, many years.
Right, but her mom was just with her at the event last week, and so was her brother, and so was Brian. So we've heard there's been a little bit of tension. The family doesn't necessarily trust Brian,
but
somehow they can coexist, but I guess they have a common interest.
He seems like the villain on The Bachelor. When I see his face, he's too smug a little bit.
He had a really weird, didn't he have that very strange post about her last year where he said that her ex, Vlad, had sent him a cake, and he said happy birthday, and it wasn't on her birthday.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on in general in their world. All right, well, you know what? Let's move on to something a little bit more happy. Let's talk about The Damn Bachelor. Sarah, what is going on in Bachelorland? What is going on with our boyfriend, our communal boyfriend, Colton Underwood?
Oh, my God.
His hymen's still intact.
What isn't going on with our boy Colton so much? Well, that Snapchat was pretty scandalous.
That Snapchat was insane. I don't even think we can repeat what that alleged Snapchat. It said, just bleeped a big bleep last night.
Yeah. And it went around a little while ago, and then it sort of resurfaced again. And now people are saying that the photo was doctored. A source close to Colton told us that, which, you know, makes sense. But there are questions. People are wondering, is this guy really a virgin? I don't think we're ever going to really get the answer to this. But it is interesting because, you know, we actually had the contestant Cassie, who is very popular, people are rooting for her. She actually said she was embarrassed that she's not a virgin because she's a big Christian. So we had that play in. Then we had the Never Been Kissed girl get her first kiss. And we found out that she went to a really Christian college too when she was in an 8-month relationship and she has never kissed anyone. Like, it's just a lot is going on the show.
Colton was her first kiss?
Yeah, under with the fireworks.
I mean, that is insane.
She's 23.
Give me a check. I want a bonus if I'm going to come on the show and lose my first kiss.
I mean,
they
gave her fireworks and music and corny, all the stuff you would want.
Did either of them say?
She said it was nice.
She said it was nice. Was her tongue coming outside of the mouth?
Yeah, it wasn't like a peck. It was a makeout.
Does he seem like he's a good kisser? He kisses a lot of the girls.
He kisses all of them, and there's a lot of tongue.
But after Ari, it seems much better. Because watching Ari kiss those girls.
Well, yeah, but Ari,
is there a kissing coach on the show?
A coach? I don't think so.
Just someone to be like, gentlemen, a little less tongue. Maybe
it's just
a more
regular
like
producer.
Time. Yeah, okay. It's just Chris Harrison.
I mean, like, Colton, let me show you how to do it.
Yeah.
Can you lean in closer?
I mean, he's a new lady.
He does have a new lady, yeah. As he should.
Yeah, it was time. Although it's a little weird he's dating someone like who covers the show, but it's fine. You know, it could be me one day.
He could be dating someone from the franchise. Like, what if he was dating Andy Dorfman? That would be weird.
Yeah, which there was like rumors about that.
Would be awesome.
Well, I mean,
I'd be into it.
I mean, I just want Chris Harrison to find love.
I think he has.
All right, but can we go back to Colton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys, would you ever want to marry a virgin? I mean, it's just so weird.
I don't think he's going to marry. I don't think he's going to wait till he's married. He's going to wait until he's engaged.
Found the one.
He's going to wait until he's in that, like,
fantasy suite.
But that way he gets to lose his virginity 3 times in a row. But technically, I mean, potentially.
Because
if he has the 3 overnight
dates.
Oh,
my gosh.
But it's usually three.
I guess the third girl would be like, okay, finally you, like, had the first awkward time and the second little slightly less awkward time. The third time you'd be like, okay,
well, he brought Cassie into his bed last week just for them to keep making out more. And I was like, whoa, Colton, what are we doing here?
I don't understand that.
People overlook when they just want to be in a relationship.
Right, because
that's televised and where you can make money.
But some people, being a virgin is important. For other people, you want to be with someone who's very sexually experienced so they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. He's 27. All the girls in this show are like 22 or 23. It'll be surprising if this works out, virgin or not.
I guess
whoever he picks.
I guess it's easier to find someone who's never been kissed and who's still a virgin at 22.
Yeah, especially because half these girls are like from like the South and have like all these fake morals.
At least you didn't say fake religions. At least you
said, no, I said morals.
Fake morals.
My God.
Or maybe it's real. I'm just guessing.
Well, we can talk about something else that's real.
Questionable.
Yes.
Questionable.
Morals.
That's a better
questionable,
word.
Questionable. There we
sorry,
go.
Don't come after me, Bachelor Nation.
Speaking of
wait,
real.
Do you think he's a virgin, though?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
I have no reason
don't?
To believe that.
But
I just
here's
don't.
The thing.
I mean, everyone's telling us he is.
Our source close to Colton told us, yes, he definitely is a virgin.
He was in the NFL. He's not a virgin.
No, that doesn't mean that. No, listen, there are lots of very devout people in the NFL.
I want to see if the hymen is there. You need to check.
This might be news to you, but I don't think it's a hymen.
Yeah.
Not because he lost it, but.
I need to see the hymen before I believe it.
I mean, like, I believed, like, Tim Tebow was a virgin, but I don't believe Colton was.
Why? Because Colton's very much more attractive than Tim Tebow.
Yes.
So you think hot, athletic people can't be virgins?
No, because Colton's on The Bachelor.
I take that personally.
And people on The Bachelor, you know, might have questionable morals, like I said.
No, wait, hold on. Are you saying that you're questioning Ashley I's virginity?
No, because
don't
she
you
talked
dare.
She
don't you
talked
dare.
About
she's
it
definitely
now.
A virgin.
Now, I don't think she waited. I mean, definitely with Jared at least, or Kevin from Winter Games, but
she still hasn't talked about if she's lost her
you know what's creepy,
right?
Though, is that
she's, like, alluded to the fact.
Well, they alluded to it on Winter Games, and then
yes.
Now she's with Jared. But what's creepy is, like, not after we find
Kevin.
Out they're a virgin. Like, that's no big deal. But what's creepy is we always have to, like, follow up and be like, so what about now? Like, because it's, like, they become famous.
Well, but once it becomes a major story, once you put on a virginity or purity ring, like, hello,
like
Jonas,
the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm. or didn't Jordan Sparks? Oh, she
Miley did Jonas
she
Sparks
did.
Did. Miley Cyrus did. They all did.
Well,
Brittany, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Jessica, I believe, because she got married at like 22.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I believe that. Jordan Sparks said that she stayed a virgin. Miley, I mean, not slut shaming anyone here, but I think she openly talked about the fact she had
no, I think
sex.
She took the purity ring off.
She swallowed it.
Pretty much did it on camera.
Yeah.
Showed us all.
And then she shot it
and
out of her
and then she came
nose.
In like a wrecking ball. Naked.
Oh, well, this is very light and exciting. Unfortunately, we can move on to a very dark topic.
It's so bad.
Liam Neeson revealed himself to be a racist this week, which isn't funny.
Well, here's my question.
It's so messed up. Why didn't you
think? Here's my question. I just don't understand, like, why would you say something like
that
publicly?
There's really no reason.
Let's give the context. He was doing an interview this week, and he was talking about his movie, and he said, you know, in the past, he had a friend. She was raped, and he asked, and she was talking. He was talking to his friend, and the friend said, "Oh, it was this person who raped me. It was a black man." And so then Liam said, "This was 40 years ago. He was hunting up and down the streets, wanting to get into a fight with a black man so he could attack them." It's obviously very serious and incredibly messed up. Huge issues of racism across the world and in the country. Look at Jesse Smollett last week. He was attacked by people. It was racist. It was homophobic. And now we have another celebrity saying he had these racist feelings. And then he eventually went to a priest who, like, talked him through this. He said he had to, like, seek some counseling with a priest, and now he's saying he's not racist. Obviously, this has been a huge story because it's so symptomatic of where we are right now and people having this increased awareness about racism. The premiere, the red carpet for the premiere was canceled last night. What are your guys' feelings about this?
I mean, my first instinct is why didn't he just say, I wanted to kill a rapist?
Right.
That's fair. You can join I Want to Kill a Rapist, but leave anything else out of it.
Yeah.
And or like I was looking for the guy and I was talking to people in bars. Yeah. Like, are there any rapists around here? Not like I was trying to antagonize an entire race of people just to take it out on him.
Now, all right, here's the thing. This happens in the UK, I'm assuming, because
Northern
he is
Ireland.
English.
He's in Ireland. He said there were major problems at the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, race relations in the UK are totally different than they are here.
It's Northern Ireland. Yeah.
I just think that I don't understand why he even chose to bring up this 40-year-old story and talk about it as plainly as he did. Like, why?
Well, it was a pretty good answer to the question. It was just really racist. They said, how did you prepare about this movie? This guy takes revenge on everybody who goes around killing everyone. And he's like, actually.
I wanted to do that. Yeah.
He had this experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. These things come up and, like, I will always remember this every time I see Liam Neeson.
Right.
But I'm going to try to not, like, think that Liam Neeson is a racist now.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I think he was probably also saying it thinking he could illustrate some growth and change because this was during Ireland and the Troubles and 40 years ago. But it's still incredibly disturbing here at this time when so many black people are being hunted down and killed.
Well, the thing about, like, I don't know if we covered Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, we definitely did. It's in the magazine, and we went to
a show. No, but
if
we have on the podcast, you know, the thing that breaks my heart, and it is the most horrendous situation that happened, but the thing that, like, really breaks my heart is that the reason why that story came to light is because of who Jussie Smollett is.
Yes.
And I can't imagine how many other people have endured this treatment who simply aren't famous.
Who aren't on Empire.
It is heartbreaking, and you know, we can talk about it from today till kingdom come, but something has got to give right now in this country and in the world with where we're at.
Yeah, I'm never going to be able to look at him the same again. Just to see Liam Neeson and be like, you tried to hunt down more people.
But like Liam Neeson, I look at and I think of Schindler. So I just really don't want to.
Yeah, he's got a lot of negative associations.
I mean,
I think of Taken.
I think of his wife who passed away.
Oh, on the ski accident. Speaking of ski accidents, like Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, but that's why I think that maybe he's a little bit like messed up in La Cabeza. Like, he was not that.
Well, I think you've been famous for so long. You're dealing with white privilege to start with, and then you have that insulated world of being celebrity, and you don't really get exposed to real people. So I think you can get, you know, off the trail in that way.
I just think if he wanted to tell the story, he could have gone with the rapist whole thing of it all and just kept it at that. And then this wouldn't have been as horrible.
Yeah. Yes. And I tried to like hunt down the rapist by myself, not to like try to antagonize the whole race of people.
Yeah.
No. But let's end this on a lighter note.
Yes.
Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson are finally lovers. Yes. After a Golden Globes flirtation, this has come to fruition.
I'm shook.
That prayer and hoping that we did paid off.
I mean, we can manifest things, you guys.
We can.
I'm just so happy for Pete Davidson. I'm just so happy for him.
I am happy for him, too, because, after that Ariana breakup, he was really going through it. And, you know, there was that cry for help on Instagram. We heard he wasn't doing well. Ariana's fans were so hard on him. Then we heard that he was flirting with Kate Beckinsale. She was really entranced by him at a Golden Globes after party. Sort of the story sort of went cold. All of a sudden, in L.A., they come out of the Largo Club after two of his shows, and they're holding hands. And she's trying to cover her eyes. And I'm like, girl, we see you,
Kate.
We see you.
Well, by the way, we see you and your absolutely freaking incredible body at 45.
God.
Like,
flawless.
Sorry.
Incredible.
Thank you. Next. Like, Kate Beckinsale has, like, the best body in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's smart and...
Yes.
You know, mature
funny,
in a good way.
Funny.
She's big on the clapbacks on Instagram.
Oh, her Instagram is hysterical.
Comments by celebs are
she
all over
so
her.
She's so funny.
Yes, and a source told us that Kate's has a lot of fun. She loves embracing her youthful side. It's no surprise she likes Pete. He makes her laugh, and she likes that he's younger than her.
She loves dating young guys. It's great.
Yeah,
she should.
The last guy she dated was younger, too.
She does, and of
she's
course—
She's got kids. It's like she's not looking to get married
she
again.
She has a 19-year-old daughter.
That's right.
And of course, Pete Davidson's friend, Nick Cannon, took credit for this relationship. He said, I will take credit for that. I'm the one who told him, get you an older woman, man.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm a little worried about is— another very public relationship for Pete, and God forbid something happens. I know he's off Instagram, which is good, but I just, you know, I'm a little worried that it's so public again.
But she won't release a diss track.
No, and the thing
I know,
is
but
that
she might clap back on Instagram or say something about him.
She might.
Her generation, she won't, because she's mature and smart, and her generation just doesn't follow. It's not the same as like an Ariana situation, you know?
Exactly.
I hope not.
So she I'm super duper. You keep that BTE going, Pete Davidson.
That's the truth. I mean, here's the thing, like, Kate Beckinsale does not have the rabid fan base that Ariana, Gaga, Beyonce.
You're going to lead the Kate fan club?
I would totally lead the Kate fan club.
Travis is one of those, he's like Kate Beckinsale fan 42. And he's like tweeting at her ex like, you should die. Don't kill yourself. Right. Cut your own head off.
Yeah.
But you know those like crazy trolls.
A lot of Ariana Grande fans.
Who like chased Pete off social media several times. So this is nice for him.
Probably older ladies for the win, people. Is everybody listening?
Yeah, refreshing gasp of mature
air. And she looks like a Barbie
air.
In the best way.
Oh, my God.
Her
beautiful.
Proportions, her face. And she's so much hotter than she was when she was 20.
Yeah.
That's
she's
right.
Chic,
when you look at her in Brokedown Palace, something about she is like, I mean,
I thought she was a model.
Actress.
I didn't even know she was an actress.
And oh, now?
Yeah. Like, I just thought she was a model because she was, like, really pretty, and I didn't really
realize.
No,
she's in, like, action films.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't know that. I missed those.
You mean Underworld and Underworld Blood Wars?
That's right. Oh, wow.
Yes, she is.
The Kate Beckinsale.
You really are Kate Beckinsale 42.
I've watched, like, all of her interviews, like, all of her hour-long sit-downs. She's just so funny and witty.
Yeah, she's
I just
smart.
Love
she's
how smart she is.
And she's beautiful, and she appreciates the BDE.
Yes, she does.
She sounds a lot
who doesn't?
Like me.
Wow.
Oh my God. Stars are just like us.
Yes. Funny older lady.
And into BDE.
Appreciates BDE.
It does sound like one
for Amber. Call me, listeners.
We know Pete's
call me 25-year-old hot male listeners.
Yes.
Gwen is ready for you.
Well, on that note, please thank you for joining us, and please subscribe. You can listen to us again next week. If you have any questions, if you have any comments or feedback, you can always hit us up on social media. Gwen, you're what? You're Gwen Flamberg?
I am Gwen _ beauty on Instagram.
Ooh, beauty.
Gwen _usbeauty on Twitter.
Travis, you are.
Hey, Trav, hey.
And Sarah.
At Sarah Heron.
And
boring.
I'm Mr. Brody Brown on Instagram and Twitter. Please let us know your thoughts. If you want us to talk about anything next week, we will see you then.
Slide in Gwen's DMs.
Mine are open too.